Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here. So, a lot of articles on cruiseradio.net. Thank you to Sarah Phillips for helping me write all of these. If you're a travel agent, great information for your clients. If you're a cruiser, great information for you to pass along to your fellow cruiser friends, because cruiseradio.net is now loaded up and stacked with plenty of articles for your reading pleasure. On this show, we're going to get a review of the MSC Divina, but not just the MSC Divina, the MSC Divina Yacht Club. Yeah, very fancy. It's kind of compared to NCL's The Haven aboard some of their ships. So Howard stops by to chat with us a little later on in the program. But first, as always, with five things you need to know, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, with Cruise News. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug, doing great. Yourself?
Good, man. I can't believe we missed this first story last week, Stuart, with so much going on. But Norwegian Cruise Line, they announced a special kind of beverage package starting on Norwegian Sky in 2016. Talk to us and fill us in about this.
Well, they're going to be including the drinks on Norwegian Sky beginning in 2016.
Hmm.
Now, why are they doing that? Well, Majesty of the Seas, which is currently on the run for Royal Caribbean, is leaving. They're bringing in a nicer, newer, larger ship, Enchantment of the Seas, into the market. And in order to attempt to keep their prices high with this ship, they're going to try to include the drinks. Now, what's interesting is the Enchantment was built in 1997, while Norwegian Sky was 1999. But it appears they don't think very highly of their ship, so they're including these beverage packages in order to try to keep their yields, where they are, which, really isn't, too high. But what's also interesting is Carnival's response to all this is that they're bringing back, which is coming back full circle, Doug, they're bringing back Carnival Fantasy.
Right, yeah.
Which at that time will have been debuted in Miami 26 years ago. And I assure you that Carnival is not going to be including drinks on this ship. So they don't seem to be too concerned at all about what Royal Caribbean is doing. It kind of appears like NCL is panicking.
Let me ask you this. You say, we say that beer is going to be included or alcohol is included. Is this like a free-for-all? Like anything you want, just call it, we'll sling it to you?
Obviously, you have to be 21 or older.
Well, obviously, yeah.
But, I would think certain personal injury attorneys are foaming at the mouth over the prospects.
Yeah, you'll have Jim Walker waiting pier side when that ship comes back. Let's move on because we have one more thing with Norwegian Cruise Line here. They were testing a room service fee on Norwegian Getaway and Norwegian Breakaway, and it looks like they're rolling this out fleet-wide?
They are going fleet-wide. They are going to charge $7.95 for items that are chosen off of their more extensive menu. So mm-hmm. if like you want eggs or hot food with your room service, they're going to charge you $7.95 for the delivery. Not per item, but just for the delivery. If you choose items off the regular menu, there is no charge.
Okay, so if you order the standard menu, no rates apply, but like the hot food, $7.95 charge.
Yeah, if you decide you want a filet mignon and you want to deliver to your room, then they're going to charge you.
Hey, fair enough. Next story here. MSC Cruises announced that MSC Divina is coming back to Miami year-round. Haven't we heard this before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're going to try it again.
Okay.
They never made it year-round yet. The ship came in November a couple years ago or a year ago. It wound up going to in the summer. It was chartered for almost 3 months to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and then it's now in Europe. So they're going to try it again. The ship will be returning in November, and the ship will be at that point based year round. So they're going to try it again.
Let me ask you this. MSC Divina comes back, and of course they charge super, super low prices for these sailings. So let's just say a seven-night on MSC Divina is $299 because they're trying to fill the ship. Does that jack with the other cruise lines' pricing structure?
It did make an impact, and because a lot of people were, why do I want to pay more to go on another cruise line? And you know, a lot of the other cruise lines were just up in arms because they were doing very well getting the prices higher, but because MSC is such an unknown here in the U.S. that they were having to make a point of, here I am, I'm going to essentially give you a free cruise.
Right.
So it was having an impact, but you know, things are improving, and you know, thankfully for everyone involved, and hopefully we'll start to see more ships as well.
Yeah, very good. Cunard had a big fleet meetup in Southampton, but not just your ordinary meetup.
The Three Queens completed their world cruises and met up in Southampton, England. And they did, you know, kick off the UK's celebration of the 175th anniversary. You may remember back in February, Cunard's Queen Elizabeth met up with the former Queen Mary in Long Beach. And that was the actual official kickoff of Cunard's 175th anniversary celebration. So what we just saw was the Three Queens rendezvousing and continuing the celebration, which began February 9th in Long Beach, California.
Now, when you say Three Queens are rendezvousing in Southampton, you are talking about the ships, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, I don't think they've got Three Queens in England, but I'm talking about Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, and Queen Elizabeth.
And they also did something special for the new royal baby.
Yeah, and I understand that you joined along. All three ships at noon sounded their horns, and a lot of people were very curious to know why you were honking your horn.
Yes.
Up there in Jacksonville, but everyone did find out why, that you were just overwhelmed with excitement with the delivery of Charlotte, Elizabeth, Diana, Windsor.
Yes, yes. I couldn't leave my television. I was glued for 24 hours. Moving on here, a cruise port in New Zealand had the option to get Ovation of the Seas, which is an upcoming Royal Caribbean ship, but they declined it. Why is that?
Well, they didn't actually decline it. What essentially is going on is they're jockeying for something. But what they said they were not doing was they were not going to be making the port improvements, modifications, in order to be able to accommodate Ovation of the Seas.
It would kind of seem foolish from an economic standpoint, wouldn't it?
It would really be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it really makes the itinerary, you know, adding in New Zealand, you know, really adds a lot of flavor to the, you know, to the itineraries out there. A lot of people in Australia, you know, they've cruised around Australia. They do want to see New Zealand, as well as a lot of the international passengers, especially our Southeast Asia friends, along with, you know, China, that really makes the adds a lot of flavor to the itineraries. It'll be a big mistake not to accommodate Ovation of the Seas.
Speaking of Asia, Princess Cruises has a ship coming out in 2017 that is being purpose-built for Asia. Did I read that correctly?
You read it correctly.
Okay.
That the new Princess ship, TBA, will be basing their new ship, which is set to debut in the summer of 2017, and they will base it in Shanghai, joining Royal Caribbean's Quantum of the Seas, sailing there year-round.
We've been talking with Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy. Find him on Twitter at Cruise Guy or his website, cruiseguy.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Hey, my pleasure, Doug.
This is Cruise Radio.
When is your next cruise? Where are you going? And what are you going to do once you get there? Market-leading specialist CruisingExcursions.com offers savings up to 60% offshore excursions versus cruise line prices. Whether it's private, shared, scenic, historic, or family tours, CruisingExcursions.com has up to 12,000 excursions in over 700 ports worldwide, like Rome, Vatican City, St. Petersburg, in which we include the visas, Sydney, and Jamaica, just to name a few. You can even bundle your excursions for more savings. Make your next vacation affordable and unforgettable by visiting CruisingExcursions.com.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me.
We always like getting your cruise reviews here at Cruise Radio. If you have one you'd like to share, just email comments at cruiseradio.net like Howard Kaufman did. He just returned from a seven-night Bermuda cruise aboard MSC Divina, and he joins us this evening. Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about yourself?
You didn't really know about MSC cruises until a couple of years ago. Share that story with us.
My wife and I were looking for a special cruise a few years ago for a special anniversary, and we wanted to go over to Europe. And we checked all of the legacy, the Royal Caribbeans that we've cruised on before, and Celebrity and NCL, and really didn't find a good itinerary that would match what we were looking to visit. A lot of the destinations. So my wife did a search and came up with MSC. Hadn't heard of them before. We know they're one of the largest container cargo companies in the world, but didn't know them for cruising. And she did a little more investigation and said, hey, there's something called the Yacht Club. If we're going to go over to Europe, let's try something different where it's special services. It's a little more expensive, but I think the amenities that you'll get from immediately on board check-in right when you get to the pier through butler service and food, it would be something different and special, and we've been four cruises with them now in the Yacht Club since then.
Very good. So let's talk about your embarkation process out of Port Miami to MSC Divina.
Normally, there's not a problem with the Yacht Club because there's a special line that you get in, but because the port had not cleared the boat, it was a little more chaotic when we got on the ship. Once we waited maybe 15, 20 minutes, we got to the folks. And what they do is they take you on board, they register you, they give you the card separately, and they bring you right off the ship so you avoid those long lines that you normally will on some of the other cruise lines.
Yeah, you were mentioning this was your second time aboard MSC Divina. So what were your impressions this time around?
Pretty much the same. It's the people were friendly, very clean ship. The three ships that we've been on, immaculate. Since we've been on other cruise lines, just their attitude is much more customer friendly. We found, regardless of where we're walking throughout the ship, and just it's almost like they treat you like family. That was our opinion.
Cool. I want to get your opinion on this because I think the ship is just beautiful. The inside, the decor. What are your thoughts?
It definitely has. They're an Italian cruise liner. It definitely has Italian art. The common areas they're named in Italian. And the food is mainly Italian, but coming over here to the U.S., they've Americanized the menu. So the food that we experienced over in Italy and in Europe were different than here for the American market.
Right, gotcha. Let's talk about the staterooms because you were in MSC Yacht Club. So as you were just talking about, it's a whole different experience than just sailing with the regular folks down there on the regular passenger decks. So talk about the MSC Yacht Club. Like, what was so different about the Yacht Club than it would say if I went on and just stayed on deck number four?
It's the 15th and 16th floor. It's approximately 60-some-odd cabins that have a concierge area. It's separated from everything else. They have a topsail lounge in the front where it's accessible 20 hours a day. It includes all liquor, beer and wine, stocked fridge. The rooms are not huge, but they're very well ornamented. Everything is new. It has Egyptian sheeting, very comfortable. And it also has a special dining room where you go to for three meals a day. What really sold us on the Yacht Club was the butler service up there.
How was that?
They will walk you to your meals. They will bring you breakfast in the morning. You call the concierge. Whatever you want, they will bring to you. It's really having personal service. There's maybe one butler for, say, 8 to 9 cabins. There's maybe three people in total that will clean the cabin. And as much as on regular cruising, you have a good stateroom attendant. This takes to a much different level where they want to do everything for you.
Nice.
And it's just, it's a very different experience than what we were used to, and it's hard to go back, quite truthfully.
I was going to say, because I've never had a butler before. I mean, are they unpacking your bags and all that too?
They will if you want. One butler always wanted to get my shirts ironed. Another butler always wanted to shine my shoes. They find out what you like. If you like to drink Coke or a beer, they'll stock the fridge. My favorite, the little chocolate-covered peanuts in these little cans that once they know what you like, it's always stocked with that for the week.
When you're in the Yacht Club, are you going to the regular parts of the ship for anything, or could you sail the whole cruise in the Yacht Club if you wanted to? Like, is there a pool and all that up there as well?
They have on top of the, on the 18th floor, they have a dining area. They have a separate pool. They have a separate two whirlpools. Enough seating for a couple hundred people. They'll come around and get you cocktails. But if you want to go to shows, you want to go to shops, you're still walking through the whole ship in itself. It's just if you want to choose to stay up at the topsail of the restaurant and not do anything, if that's the way you choose to spend your vacation, you could certainly do that.
All right. Let's talk about dining aboard MSC Divina. What'd you think?
Initially, we had some reservations because over in Italy, we weren't sure what some of the menu items were. And very professional waiters. You have the same waiter every night. The food, they always had an alternative menu. But as they say on the Divina out of the U.S., it was more Americanized, where there were lamb chops, lobster tails. They always had the traditional backup sirloin steak or salmon for the American market. I mean, we found nothing wrong with the food, but maybe the selection was a little not what we were used to over in Europe.
Very good, very good. So let's talk about the entertainment aboard MSC Divina. I just had some friends get off a couple of weeks ago, and they were raving about the shows in the show theater, the main theater there. What were your thoughts about the entertainment?
We thought the entertainment was good, but one thing that we missed that Royal is known for is live band music on stage. The singers and dancers were excellent. The shows we had seen before, good acoustics in the theater. But there's nothing like seeing a 6 or 8-piece band playing with the singers and dancers on the stage. And on this particular cruise, they really had more songs that were in Italian than in English. Everybody knows some of the more common songs, but sure. It was almost like they were playing to a more European or Italian crowd, more so all these folks were, obviously out of Miami, there were a lot of people who are American on the ship.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what did you think the mix was as far as like Europeans to Americans on there?
On this particular cruise, I'd say it was probably 60% Americans. There were a lot of French, Spanish, and German folks, Italian. A good mix. Everybody was cordial. And because this was such a unique cruise to Bermuda and in the Bahamas, it had more American appeal because typically the ship, the Divina, does the Caribbean, the east and west.
How was the service in the dining room?
Service was excellent. Now, I know that my wife has read some reviews on Cruise Critic, and frankly, we haven't eaten down in the regular dining room. We've walked by it. A lot of the items are the same. It's hard when you have one waiter for four or five tables. We've been on other cruises where the food is great. The service is great in the dining room. In Carl Lemuse, which is the restaurant for the yacht club, the wine guy knows you, gets to know you, what you like to drink. Your waiter knows what you want. They just seem to be a lot more personable up there because the restaurant holds, I think, 200 people and altogether the 60 cabins. So, there was never an issue with waiting, and it was almost like being served by family.
Nice. Did you ever go down and eat it like in the buffet area?
I think we did once. It was a formal night. We just didn't feel like getting dressed up right, or going up there. And the next night, the waiter wanted to know where we were.
Nice.
I don't believe anybody went hungry on this cruise.
I got you. Let's switch gears here and talk about the ship itself during sea days, because one thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves itself inside and out during sea days. So what were your impressions of MSC Divina while it was at sea?
Very smooth. It's a large ship. There was some rain as we were going into the Bermuda Triangle area. Very few swells. We happened to have a real good week of weather where it was sunny, it was warm, it wasn't windy. We've been on the ship before where the waves were a little bit higher, and the ship does very well, certainly over the Mediterranean. It's not as harsh potentially as the Atlantic, but it's a large ship, and we didn't have an issue with the motion.
How about as far as passenger flow?
The only time that we felt was getting in and out, getting out of the main for the shows or the entertainment. Mm-hmm. I believe it holds about 1,500 or so people. It's very big. Other than that, walking through the casino or through the main centrum of shopping, very rarely did we encounter a lot of people. Everybody seemed to, whether they were in the different venues listening to music, playing cards, they have a bowling alley, believe it or not, on the ship in the sports bar. Uh-huh. There was always something to do if that was how you wanted to enjoy your time.
Nice. And you mentioned that this is a Bermuda cruise. So how much time did you actually spend in Bermuda?
We were a day and a half from Bermuda, which gave us plenty of time to rent a scooter, and we'd been to Bermuda maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. The weather was great. It docked in Hamilton, which is right near the fort. The weather was beautiful. We were the only ship in port, so it wasn't as if you were in Carmazel or Nassau when five ships are there, where there were just droves of people when we were in Nassau the day before the end of the cruise.
Since you were in the yacht club, did you get any special kind of like disembarkation privileges as well, both at the port and when you got off the ship for good?
This was something that we hadn't encountered. The butler will walk you down. We chose to get our bags so we wouldn't have to go search for them. The butler walked us off the ship. We went through some door, and mysteriously we were on deck 5, clicked our cards, and walked right off the ship, didn't wait at all in line.
Very good. So let's round this interview out and give me your final thoughts of MSC Divina.
I think the Divina or any of those, there's four of those class ships for MSC. If people are looking to something a little different, that they want to have more options for cruising, and other than maybe the Courtyard Villas on NCL, this is probably the finest service that we've ever received. We've been cruising since maybe the year 2000. It is a little bit more pricey, but with the service that you get, I'd ask people to take a look at it, try it. I just think that everybody we encountered on the ship, as I say, they treat you like family, and you really don't get that. It's rare that you get that on a large passenger ship, and I think it's the Italian culture that is driven by all of the employees who everybody we encountered had been there for a number of years. They seem happy. They're well taken care of. And I think, as you know, if you have a happy employee, you're going to have a happy cruise passenger.
Yeah, just like having a happy wife, right?
Couldn't agree with you more, Doug.
Let me ask you this in closing here. Did you find that the MSC Yacht Club, the value for the dollar was really fair?
I believe it is. We are going to look to do some other cruises with MSC. As I say, we had not taken one, not Yacht Club, but if I can, that is definitely my preference based on either itinerary or when my wife and I have time off from work. And it's certainly something that I think people will be surprised at for the value. It's a great experience, and I'm glad that we found it by accident, quite truthfully.
Nice. We've been talking with Howard Coffin about his latest 7-night sailing to Bermuda aboard MSC Divina. Howard, my friend, thank you so much for being here this evening.
Thank you, Doug. Great talking with you.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.